One more from Mr. John Lennon, Yeah Yeah, off the Rock and Roll LP. One of many of his solo albums, or the handful he got out before they got him. Almost 2:30 here on Tuesday, November 15th, 2016. We're interrupting your classic rock broadcast and actually even going to bounce off Marketplace, so my apologies. But we have a special guest in the audience. Let me bring up her microphone. Welcome to KSDP. How are you doing, Jennifer?
Great.
We have Jennifer Harrison, who is the CEO for Eastern Aleutian Tribes, and we're going to do some pre-diabetes checklisting and quizzing. Tell us what we've got here today.
So we have a pre-diabetic risk test. It's to determine if you have pre-diabetes. And so I figured people could quickly get a pencil or just kind of count on your fingers, but I have about 7 questions to ask you. And as we go through them, you give yourself 0 points or 1 point or 2 points. And then at the end, we'll see what your score means.
Now, pre-diabetes. So this is just to check and see what the chances are of you know, actually developing diabetes. And diabetes is, it's a problem with your blood sugar?
Yes.
And not producing enough insulin or not enough or too much or...
Yep. And there's type 1, which is something that you're usually born with and you know about it when you're a child. Mm-hmm. But type 2, you can develop later in life. But you can also prevent it later in life.
And so to get an indicator, they've got a pre-diabetes risk test. I actually got a copy of it. Thank you very much for bringing one in the office. And like you said, 7 questions. If you would like to take this, I think this is at the clinic, right?
Yep. Well, we don't usually have it at the clinic, but it's something that you can go through with your provider.
Okay, there you go. And also, do I have prediabetes.org? And I think we've even got a PSA that runs once in a while on this one, too.
Oh, good.
All right. What's the first question?
So the first question is, how old are you?
Well, can I join in?
Sure. Grab a pencil.
Okay.
So if you are less than 40 years old, you get 0 points. That's a good thing. If you're 40 to 49, give yourself 1 point.
I get 1 point.
50 to 59, 2 points. 60 years or older, give yourself 3 points. So the risk does increase with age. So hopefully you wrote down your score.
Okay.
Second question. Are you a man or a woman? The men get 1 point. The women get 0 points, which is a good thing.
All right. I'm going to check down one more for myself. I've got 2 so far.
So the third question. If you are a woman, have you ever been diagnosed with gestational diabetes? Yes, give yourself 1 point. No, give yourself 2 points. And, of course, the men would give yourself 0 points.
And gestational diabetes, just for the men out there, what is that?
It's something that can develop while you're pregnant, but usually goes away after you give birth. But it's just because, you know, pregnancy messes up our systems.
It changes things.
Yep.
All righty. So,
on
to
0
4.
Points for you. Number 4, do you have a mother, brother, sister, or brother, mother, father, sister, or brother with diabetes? So someone in your immediate family. If the answer is yes, give yourself 1 point. If there's nobody in your immediate family, give yourself 0 points.
And I have a sibling with diabetes, so I get 1. I'm up to 3 right now.
So question number 5. Have you ever been diagnosed with high blood pressure? Yes, give yourself 1 point. No, 0 points.
I have not been diagnosed with that so far, but, you know, you never know.
It is a silent killer for young men. Young men quite often don't realize they have high blood pressure. When you hear about a young guy that dies of a heart attack and everyone's like, oh my gosh, he was so young, how could that have happened? He usually had high blood pressure and didn't know it. Mm-hmm. So number 6, are you physically active? Yes, give yourself 0 points. No, give yourself 1 point.
Well, what if you compact all that physical activity just into the 3 months when you have to pull salmon out of a net?
It should be more regular than
okay.
that.
I'll keep my walk on. And now we're on to...
So number 7 is a little bit tricky over the radio because it has to do with your height and your weight. So I'm just going to kind of summarize and say if you weigh between 100 and 200, give yourself 1 point. If you weigh between 200 and 250, give yourself 2 points. And if you weigh over 250, give yourself 3 points.
And, of course, they've got a – it's an interesting height-weight chart here. And so there's variations in human sizes. So but this whole thing is that do I have prediabetes.org? And I ended up with a total of 4. And if you score 5 or higher –
if you score 5 or higher, you're likely to have prediabetes and are at risk for type 2 diabetes. However, only your provider can tell you for sure if you do have type 2 diabetes or prediabetes, which is the condition that precedes type 2 diabetes, in which blood glucose levels are higher than normal. So get an appointment with the clinic, talk to your provider to see if additional testing is needed. I thought you'd be interested to know that type 2 diabetes is more common in African Americans, Hispanic Latinos, American Indians, Alaska Natives, Asian Americans, and Pacific Islanders. Higher body weights increase diabetes risk for everyone, but an interesting fact is that Asian Americans are at increased diabetes risk at lower body weights than the rest of the general public, about 15 pounds lower. But there is ways to lower your risk. There is good news. It is possible with small steps to reverse prediabetes, and there are measures that can help you live a longer and healthier life. So if you are at high risk, the best thing to do is contact the health clinic to see if additional testing is needed and visit the doihaveprediabetes.org for more information.
All righty. Well, thank you for coming in. I was filling in the big shoes of our general manager. We were hoping to get Austin because thank you for coming in. You've gotten 3 visits.
Yes, I've enjoyed it.
Right on. Once again, Jennifer Harrison, CEO of Eastern Aleutian Tribes, the medical system, I guess.
Yeah, the health clinics.
The health clinics throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. Thanks again. And where are you off to next?
Next month, ADAC.
ADAC! Yay! Right on. Check in on the cannery for us.
Yep.
All righty. We're going to let you go back to classic rock. Once again, if you wanted to check it out yourself and take this quiz at the leisure of your own time, do I have prediabetes.org? This is KSDP, and that has been your health message from the day. If I can find my mouse, we will go back to Rod Stewart. No. Really? Hold on. No, this is the Rolling Stones. No use in crying.